From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Obama wraps up his visit to Africa. In his speech capping a historic trip to Kenya and Ethiopia, U.S. President Barack Obama hailed Africa's extraordinary progress while noting that such progress can only be sustained through continued development and investment. He hailed the continent's gains but cautioned that the continent's impressive progress rests on a fragile foundation, with hundreds of millions of Africans still living in extreme poverty without access to basic infrastructure, noting that nothing will unlock Africa's economic potential more than ending corruption.
And when someone has to pay a bribe just to start a business or go to school or get an official to do the job they're supposed to be doing anyway, that's not the African way. It undermines the dignity of the people you represent. Only Africans can end corruption in their countries.
In addition to economics, President Obama spent considerable time discussing security as well.
But from Somalia and Nigeria to Mali and Tunisia, terrorists continue to target innocent civilians. Many of these groups claim the banner of religion. But hundreds of millions of African Muslims know that Islam means peace. And we must call groups... We must call groups like Al-Qaeda, ISIL, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, we must call them what they are, murderers.
President Obama ended his speech and his visit to East Africa echoing his remarks in Kenya, urging the empowerment of women and girls. You can hear President Obama's complete speech to the AU on Africa News Tonight at 1600 UTC. You're listening.